Okay, let's begin. In the Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki Yesh Dvarim Harbei Ma'arim Havel. There are many things which increase futility in this world. Mayos El Adam, what does man know? What benefit is there for man from all of these Dvarim Harbei, all of these matters? Again, Dvarim is a very complex word. Dvarim can mean matters, mean things that are happening, and Dvarim can also mean words. So it really means both. We'll see in the Mefarshim, it means both. it means that there are events, there are activities in this world which lead to nothing, just lead to trouble. And then, and Mayosa, there is no benefit for man. Man will derive, good morning. Man derives no benefit from all of these events that are happening in the world which lead to nothing. Or it could mean, Yesh Tavarim Harbe, there's a lot of talk. Talk is cheap. Just listen to the presidential debates and listen to all the nonsense that people say. What benefit is there for society, for mankind, all of the ideas and nonsense that people think, say. Let's see the Mesulas Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Mesulas Ki Yesh Be'emes. Yesh in yonim harbe ma shehifli le zelasos big duloso odenu chai. Now right away we see the Mesulas translates the word devarim to refer to matters, to events, to things, to accomplishments. There are many accomplishments that a person achieves. His shehifli, he does wondrous things. People accomplish amazing things while a person is in a state of greatness. He is in his prime, in his health. He has money, he has time, he has the ability to do ba'oduchai, bigdulosa ba'oduchai, aval, but you have to be very careful. You could spend your whole life achieving and accomplishing, and then when life is all over, you look back and you say it was all worthless. What really did I gain from all of these accomplishments? For what was the purpose of all this? I should have devoted my life to do more important things. Avol kol ele marim hevel hoil since ve'enam nitzchiyim. All of these accomplishments. Good morning. How are you? All of these accomplishments are not nitzchiyim. You're not going to tell what we take with you into the next world. So therefore, it's not really worth very much. It's a very frightening pasuk, because you know people. You always hear. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? You always see people. They talk about their very accomplished life. Right, you go to Hespedim, or you read some. I don't know. Anyone here does. Some people, they love to read the obituaries. Right, people get the New York Times just for the obituaries. Nothing else worth reading. The obituaries is that's the only thing. I know my parents used to always be fascinated with the obituaries. I mean, a lot of people, they were very fascinated with the obituaries.
It starts at a certain
age. Right, I know. It starts at a certain age. There, exactly.
You know, Woody Allen.
What?
That's the first thing he reads in a newspaper. If he's not there, then that'll be the rest of the
world. What's scary is that, man, they're a lot of living people. They're all written up. They're all ready to go. They have files on all of the big people. Okay, and it's also very interesting. You ever look at the ads? I don't know, what are they called? The people write. Is it part of the obituary section? Memorials. People, you have to pay. You pay per letter, like $100 a letter. It's a hoinraf. What it costs to put in a few little words. Yeah, big money. So, you know, it's very interesting to see what the people write, because when they're paying $100 a letter, they're gonna be very careful what you write. My father, Zichron Levrach, always used to tell me that when he goes to dinners, like of institutions, he says it's worthy to pay close attention to what people say. Because even though everyone comes back, what a bore. There couldn't be a greater, more boring thing than our obligation to go to a dinner, to an event. But the truth is, the people that speak at these dinners, they prepare their head off. Someone gets up to speak in shul, you know, a rav. Not every time does he have an opportunity to prepare or knock out drasha. But a person is being honored. This is his big day. He paid a lot of money for this covet. He was forced into this covet. He spends, you know, quite a significant amount of time putting together an idea. And the preparation, if you pay attention, there's usually toichen. Usually. Not all the time, but Likewise, you look at the obituaries, you see things that they write, people who put in, they pay for it, they're obviously, they're putting a lot of thought, they're paying a lot of money.
When but in the obituaries, you find that they're, I always look to see if their background, because many times they're Jewish, and you look and you see, oh, their parents were immigrants from Poland.
Yeah.
That's the interesting part.
Yeah.
And that's the terrible part that they...
They veered off the beaten path.
Right.
Yeah. You also, the social column is also very interesting. The social column is also very interesting. Many people were turned off when they started putting in the gays and the lesbians. That was the end. That was the end of that column.
The marriage
column. Yes, I'm talking about that. That's what I'm talking about. The social column. It's called the society. But when they started including the gays and the lesbians, that was the end. A lot of people got nauseated with that. What?
Who's
a lot of people, people that I know, like my parents.
The
New York Times. The New York Times made a decision about 10 years ago. About 10 years ago, they're now going to include in the social column.
Yeah, but they've been carrying on a vicious campaign against the family for at least...
Okay, but they did. But it was a big step. That was a major, major statement in society when the New York Times decided to include this. Because this is one of people's favorite sections, Sunday, and it, a lot of people who'd otherwise submit their simcha, so much from people, now they stay away because they're nauseated with what they've done. Okay, let's see. Ma yisel oda ma yisel hamala b'balon b'ma. So then the pasuk concludes ma yisel oda ma yisrael hamala b'bal adam b'meshu. Adam mechunan. What benefit is there to man in this that he is an intelligent creature? The benefit of man is his intelligence. But if man spends his entire life pursuing goals that are nonsense, that are not nitzchi, that he will not take with him to the next world, the pasuk concludes there really was no benefit. It was all big, just one big waste. So Adam mechunan deya yosef mikol chay. There is no benefit. So this concludes the pshat. The pasuk, this very frightening pasuk. Again, people, we hear and we read obituaries. They had an accomplished life, a wonderful accomplished life. Really, is it such an accomplished life? What exactly did they accomplish? They hit the most home runs in the world. They did the best football, the most touchdowns. What? It's big, right? That's is that really? I mean, is that really something that we should glorify? That they have? I think we're so far gone. We're so far. What?
I'm
not familiar, no.
Frank Gifford was a major player for the New York Giants in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And he became a TV host.
Yeah, yeah, I read about him. Yeah, yeah, I know about him. Yeah. His wife, she was on television. She was crying, and she became a big celebrity because of.
Oh, it was a scandal. She had a clothing company that was using child labor overseas.
Who?
Yeah, I read about it. Yeah, okay. He seemed like a nice guy. He seemed like a good guy. He's like from the old timers, right? They don't make football players like him anymore.
He changed the goal in the draft, so it's easier.
You don't see that sug. I know someone. He told me. He's a very big Talmud Chacham, but he loves basketball. He used to be a coach. And he goes to games. He's still really into basketball. And he told me he spoke to one of the old-time coaches who still dabbles in basketball. And he says, what's the difference now, the way they play basketball now and the way they play basketball back in his day, 50 years ago? So he said 50 years ago, basketball was a chokhmah. What do we mean a chokhmah? It was a team sport. You had, how many players are there on a basketball team?
Five?
That's it? Five?
Five
and five?
Five on the field. 12.
Five on the... 12, wait. Five on the field. It's a 12.
It comes out to 12.
On the bench, there are six?
Yeah, seven.
It's substitute. Okay. But he told me, he explained to me, they made an impression on me, is that he told me that 50 years ago when they played basketball, you didn't have to be a star. The koyach of basketball was in the team. You work together. You work together. Each one compensates for what the other one is lacking. Today, everyone is a Baal Gaiva. Everyone, the goal of every basketball player is they are, they don't need any help. They stand alone. So if you have a team, you have everyone is a star, so you'll succeed. But no one's going to do this. The teamwork. The teamwork today in the sport is completely bottled.
Me, myself, and I.
That's the stats. So what's it's very sad to read about people. We glorify their accomplishments as an accomplished life, and the truth is, as the pasuk over here says, "Kidyesh devarim harbe, marbim hovel." There are many accomplishments. He's really translating the mitzvahs accomplishments. Devar means inyanim, which man has achieved accomplishments. But the truth is, it's marbim hovel. It's a nonsense. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of achievement. The effort should have been directed towards accomplishing things that are lasting, nitzchiim, for society, olam haba, mayosel la'adam. What does man have to say for himself? Man has been given the blessing of chokhmah, of intelligence, and he used his intelligence to accomplish nothing, to waste his time and accomplish hevel. I'm not saying basketball and baseball are hevel. Chazal said, if everyone knows the famous chokhmah, there were two comedians. There was a discussion among the Amoraim, who is the Ben Olam Haba? And they selected two simple people who were comedians. Comedians, jokers. They knew how to give simcha. They knew how to give simcha to people. So that's they are Bnei Olam Haba. What more do you want? They're a good person. You're Bnei Olam Haba. I'm not Chas Shalom knocking anything. Far be it from me. What?
There was one of the great rabbis, the Rav Shitzer
Rebbe. Yeah.
Louder. The Rav Shitzer Rebbe, the Zera Kodesh.
Yeah.
Short quotes him all the time. He earned his parnasa originally as a batcha.
As a batcha. Okay, in a chanami. To be misameach, human beings is a very great simcha. But if the accomplishment is all just lehevel, mayoyser le'odam, man has failed miserably. Failed miserably in making use of his intelligence. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says a little different. Ki yesh devodim harbe, shenis asek bohem b'chayav. So far, Rashi says it means activities. Kischoik hamalachim, like laughter that is like plays, entertainment that is performed for kings. Kupim of monkeys, upilim elephants, varoyos lions, hakol hirbuloi. All of these things have been added to bring enjoyment to the king. Umayoyse loy mishames, what benefit is dear to the king when he dies? Mayoyse l'adam, what benefit is dear to him? Rashi is translating the words mayoyse l'adam is very different than the Mitzudos, whereas the Mitzudos says that it means what benefit is man has he shown his intelligence? How has man shown that the superiority of his intelligence when he has wasted, squandered the gift? Rashi says, what benefit is there to this human being when he dies? When he goes into the grave, he will not take the elephants and the monkeys and the lions, the circus, Ringling Brothers circus is not coming with the person into the grave.
Even if he takes him to the grave, he doesn't have any pleasure.
There was no simcha. Okay.
The monkeys were the big deal.
Okay. Okay. Let's take a look at the targum. Targum pasuk yud aleph arum. Arum means that is piskamin sagiin. There are many piskamin means a piskamin means expressed with words, dibor. It appears that the Targum is translated the word devarim, a piskam. Piskam means words. There are a lot of things that are said. There's a lot of a verbosity in this world that's wasted. Yesh devarim harbe shemar piskamim sagiin the maskan havlu bahalma, which just add hevel to the world. Add not all talk is cheap. All of the hadir, all of the ideas that are expressed in this world about things that people are going to do, whether they say it's all nonsense. Mamoisa it's legvar. What benefit is there to man? Legvar to man demis asak bahon that engages in these wasteful activities. Okay, so obviously the Targum is translated the word devarim as words, and the end is the same idea. He has no benefit from all of these words mean nothing. Now this.
You want to do a creed here.
Yesh Dvarim Harbe, you have a lot of talk. Marvin Hevel, most of them are just echoes. There's not even a talk. What you're hearing is something.
Who said? Not Marvin Hevel?
It's just echoes. It's not. You're not even. What you're talking is not even sense.
Okay, an echo, what's the essence of an echo? An echo is you can't trace it to, it's like a rumor. You can't trace an echo to a specific an individual. You hear a sound, an echo. You can't attribute it to an individual. Okay, let's take a look over here so that's Mitzudos Rashi and the Targum. Then the Medrash interprets this. I don't know if it's the Medrash, but some of the Mefarshim interprets the reference to the Chazal that Toiv Lematzasi Leguf Toiv Nishasika. There's no greater blessing in this world. Nothing better for a person than to be quiet. Mila Betrain Shisuka Besela. Mila betrayed. Mila one word is worth one coin, but silence is worth two coins. Two coins. Silence is golden. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to address. Ki yesh devarim harbe marim havel. The more you talk, the more you're asking for trouble. The more words. Translate the word devarim. Translate the word dvarim as reference to words like the Targum. Marbim Havel means you're just asking for trouble. The more you talk, the more problems you create for yourself. You create for yourself a web of lies, and you keep have to lie and lie like it's like a Ponzi scheme. One lie leads to another lie, another lie. You keep on adding the lies and the lies and lies. That's really what a liar is. It's just one big life of a Ponzi scheme. And ultimately, you're going to get caught. You're going to get crashing down, and you'll be exposed for the fraud. My yosel adam, what benefit was there for you in your first lie? But once you get into this habit, you get caught up in this web. You're really in trouble.
Yeah, there's a saying.
Better keep your mouth shut and let people think you're a fool than open it and remove all doubt.
You go to court, the lawyer said. You go to court, the lawyer said, keep it short. Even to tell the truth,
right.
The more you talk, the more you get a lawyer to trip you up.
The more you open up yourself for trouble. Kiss. Keep it
simple.
Keep it short. keep it short, stupid.
The same thing in sales. Once you've made the sale, you go and leave. The more you talk, you can ruin the sale.
You got it. Okay, that's exactly what this pasuk. That's not. It's interesting. That's not what Rashi says. It's not what the Mitzuda says. It's not what the Targum says. It's none of the above. It's he quotes here from a sefer called Bina Le'itim, and also from Harav Elazar Galikai, the Mekubal. In the back of the sefer, they both focus on this idea of silence. It's a very simple translation of the pasuk. It's surprising that the Mitzudos did not focus on this interpretation. Okay, let's go to pasuk Yudeis. Ki mi yodea ma toiv lo adam b'chayim mispar yimei chayei hevlo. Does a person who knows? Is there anyone who really knows what's good for a person in his lifetime throughout the days of his futility, his days of futility? And the pasuk now gives us instructions. The asein katzel, a person should treat his life as a shade. He should recognize that life passes like a shadow. A shadow when the sun travels through the sky, the shadow travels with the sun. Asher mi yagid la'adam ma yihye acharav, who will tell a person what will be tachas ha'shamash after he leaves this world? Okay, obviously this pasuk is open to much interpretation. Let's go one thing at a time with the Mitzudos David, pasuk Yudbeis. Ki mi yoideya. Whenever the Mitzudos says these words, Reitzeloimar or Kaloimar, it's a stop sign. We know that the Pasuk is not to be translated literally, or the Pasuk needs an elaboration. It needs us to inject many words to make sense. Reitzeloimar, Ma'at Hema Shayaskilu Ladas. There are very few people this very small minority of people who are wise, lodas mahu hatoiv eladam lasos bechayav, what is of benefit for man to occupy himself in, occupy himself throughout his lifetime, the nispar yimei chayav, in the number of the days of his life, hahevel asher hukzlo, of his feudal life, asher hukzlo, that has been set aside for him, min hashamayim. So let's review so far what we have. So when it says here ki mi yodea, it's a rhetorical statement. It's saying who really knows what is a proper approach, a derech in life. Yechidim, the hamoinam, the masses will fail miserably in taking advantage of the opportunity that life presents them. Ki mi yodea. Who are the yechidim? One in a million will know how to take advantage of life and utilize it for the benefit of olam haba. And what is that? What are we referring to? What's matoiv lo adam l'chayim mitzvah yimei chayav? Then it goes on, which of course refers to being involved in matters of spirituality, of ruchnius, v'yaseim leman. Now, I told you it was a directive. Now, we're going to see, I think, maybe in Rashi or the Mitzudos or in the Targum, it's an instruction. Not according to the Mitzudos. According to the Mitzudos, it's a continuation. Leman, and I take it back, I'm sorry, let's read. Leman asos hamasim ho'ele, so that he shall do good deeds, odo chai, while he is alive, b'choleis, v'lo yonuach, and he shall not rest. So we're adding words here into the pasuk. He should not let his life be katzel hazeh asher lo yonuach be'es min ha'itim. He should not rest, and he should be like a shadow, kitzel hazem, asher lo yenuach be'es min ha'itim. Ki tomit, the nature of shade is, it is always on the move. It's always on Hashemesh. The shade is always moving from place to place because the sun is moving in motion. And this expression of the Asen Katzel is going back on the beginning of the pasuk. Loimar hoil, since v'loirabim yachkimu mahavin ezos, since the masses don't understand what life is all about. L'chei lobo yisroin malo l'adam. Most, it does not appear that man has a benefit over animals, la'adam b'mashu hu adam mechunin deya, with this that he has been bestowed with the gift of intelligence. Okay, so far what we've done over v'yaseim katzel is an instruction according to the parish of the Mitzudos. V'yaseim katzel, a person should go and take advantage and should be like like a shadow. And what's the characteristic of a shadow? It's always on the move. Man is always accomplishing. Okay, then the passage concludes that Shami Yagi La Adam Ratzalaimar, Loy Soif Dovar Shain Adam Yodea Dovar Muskal Mala Sois Bechayov. Not only, it goes without saying that most of mankind is not wise enough to know what to properly do with his lifetime. Ki Afilu Dovar Muchosh Asher Yame Achore Orpo. Even something which is sensed, which you can sense, me'achorei arpa, from behind you, ein yodua lo ba'olam b'zeh olam, v'tzarechu sheyemi yagilo mahu. Even something which is obvious, dover muchash, I believe here means dover which is obvious, which is readily apparent, asher yiyeh me'achor, that's right behind him, even that man is foolish not to see what is coming. So he's coming over here to say, that human being is a miserable failure. Then it goes without saying, it's very difficult for a person to see the distant future, to see what's coming way ahead, to see what's coming after he leaves this world and how he has squandered the gift of life. But even things that are right in front of him, simple decisions, simple things which are common sense, even that, unfortunately, man usually fails to make the right decision. And that's what it goes back in the previous pasuk, Mayoser La'adam. What benefit is there to man? If it was an animal, we would understand. An animal has no intelligence. So if you give an animal food, if even though the animal may know the food is poison, if it tastes good, the animal's going to eat it. That's a metzius. If you put something in front of the animal sees, you have five animals, and four animals die, they're given the food and they all die, and you give the same food to the animal number five, and he saw what happened to his friends, but it smells good. Most of the time, the animal will eat the food because it smells good, but the four other animals died. So what? Because an animal lacks intelligence. Human beings have been given intelligence. They should not make foolish decisions. If this person died, but yet he says here that unfortunately most people make the same foolish decisions, and therefore my Yosel Adam does not appear to be man, does not appear to be better than the animals.
Reflection on Shlomo?
What?
Is there a reflection on Shlomo? He made the wrong decision?
Possibly, Shlomo, the Torah told him exactly what not to do, and he violated those commands. So maybe he's referring to himself. So according to the Mitzvahs, we have to do, we want to clarify, Asher, the end of the pasuk, Asher, Mi Yagid La'odah Ma'iyah Acharav Tachas Hashemesh, means even something simple. That's simply what he says. Rats level loisoif dover shin adam yodia dover muskel ma laso is bechayev. Ki afil dover muchosh asher yeh me'achori ab orpo. Even something which is obvious, that's right now, present, ain yodua lo bezeh olam. It's so who she yehe miyagin lo mahu. You need people to tell you what to do. You find a lot of people, they need leadership. That is something people are always seeking, good leadership, to tell you what to do. Follow the leader. Right? It's really true. We need good leadership. We don't even know the simple things what to do. Okay, let's take a look over here at Rashi. Rashi pasuk yud beis. Kimi yodeya. Kimi asher yodeya masim tovim. Who knows, who appreciates masim tovim? Uma la'odam lasos b'chayov. Sheyiyu tovim lo la'olam ha'aruch. Okay, so it's the same idea. The same idea is that who knows what is good for man to occupy himself in this world, so he should have chayim. It seems that Rashi is translating the word b'chayim in reference to, okay, b'chayim is in this world, and mispar yimei chaye hevloy shema'at mispar. Okay, is there a reference here to Olam Haba? Rashi just says kimi asher yodeya ma'isim tovim omar la'odam lasos b'chayav, what a person should do in his lifetime, sheyiyu tovim lo la'olam aruch, to prepare for the long, the olam haba, mispar yimei chayav lo shehei ma'at mispar, a person's life is very short, v'yaseim lo'oysa ma'isim b'sho mu'etes shu chay. Okay, so Yisrashi here says the word tzel is going to translate different than the mitzudos. V'yaseim lo'oysa ma'isim, he should do those good deeds b'sho mu'etes, in the short amount of time, shehu chay, shehu zman kotzar, kitzel oif, like the shade of a bird. Now Rashi is going to explain in one moment that there are different types of shade. There is a shade, we mentioned this once, there are four different types of shade. There's a shade of a wall, there is the shade of a tree, there is the shade of a bird, and there is the shade of a bee. So he says here that a person should take advantage in his lifetime and do mitzvahs, and should recognize that life it will pass like a fleeting moment, like shade, the shade of a bird. Just like when on top of you there's a large bird that is flying above you, for a split second it provides shade, but the next moment the shade is gone. That's life. Life is kitzel over, as we say in the Unesane Toikef on the Yom Neroim, life is nothing more than a tzel over, and the pasuk is giving us a directive, the yaseim, a person shall do good deeds in his lifetime, katzel, in his short existence. not like what the Mitzudos David says. The Mitzudos David says a person should be like shade. A person should always in his lifetime be on the move, strive to accomplish. Rashi says no, he should do the good deeds in his short life. His short life is compared to tzel. Kitzel is like the shade of a bird, which flies off. The afalpi, even though Shlomo Shlomo Kitzel, even though Shlomo says here stam Kitzel stam, he says shade. V'loy perash, he did not specify what type of shade. Imtzel dekel, imtzel kaisel, the shade of a tree, of a palm tree, or the tzel of a wall. Shem kivuim, which are permanent, which provide more substantial shade. Kvar perish tov raviv, but we are referring back to what his father said. Yomav kitzel oiver. In Tehillim, that a person's lifetime it's like a passing shade. Zehu tziloy shel oif ha-pareach kach nidrash b'medrash. Since in Sefer Tehillim it says tzel, and the word oiver is appended to the word tzel, see here it does not say katzel oiver, it just says like shade. So that would give us the right to assume maybe we're dealing with shade of a wall, the shade of a tree. Because the tzel, good morning, because the tzel of a bird, a tzel of a bird is unique in that it's oiver. A bird flies over your head. So how do we know what type of tzel we are referring to in this pasuk? So the Medrash says, well, we compare the son to the father. If the father, David HaMelech, when he wrote the word tzel, he appended to the word kitzel oiver, it's not likely Shlomo HaMelech was better than his father. If David considered his life to be nothing more than tzel oiver, it's not likely that the next generation is going to think that their life is more permanent than the previous generation because of the principle niskatnu hadoros.
So why don't you say it went down even one further step? It's another tzel, it's the tzel of the feet.
Why don't we go say that tzel of the bee? I don't know the answer. Why don't we say why doesn't we say that Shlomo is referring even to I don't know. I think even in the Medrash it says the bee like the Yesh Omer. It's not one of the main three. The main three is the wool, the dekel, the bird, and the yeshayim is also the tzel of a bee, so it's a different type of tzel. But over here, I think with Rashi over here is saying something very deep. He's alluding to this principle called niskatnu hadoros. The further away we get from Matan Torah, the further the lesser man is. Man is further removed from his source. If David HaMelech only considered his life to be, he looked back at his life and he said, life is nothing more than a tzel oiver. And when David could have went and said that our days are like the tzel of a wall or the tzel of a tree, and David selected the tzel, the shade of a bird, so the next generation, David, Shlomo, wouldn't have the chutzpah to say, my life is better. It's more permanent. It's more secure. No such thing. As time passes, life becomes more unstable, less secure. I think we will appreciate that in our own lifetimes. There was a certain degree of security and stability that I think years ago was more of the norm. I think now everything happens at a dizzying pace. We feel less secure. So it's more of a tzel oiver. So that's similar to what Rashi over here is saying. I think it's a very deep idea. It doesn't say over here what kind of tzel. But Rashi says, it can't be, if tzel means a mashal for a person's life, the security of a person's life, it can't possibly be that the later generation is going to be better than the earlier generation. And if David considered his life to be the tzel of the type, kitzel oiver, it has to be here that Shlomo refers to also the tzel oiver, even though he did not say the word oiver, it's self-understood. Okay, then he goes on to say, Asher miyagil adam, bamei yiskayim hoin, who is going to tell a person, if a person is going to spend his entire life accumulating wealth, who is going to tell a person what's going to be? Will his wealth remain? Will his children inherit his money? Asher miyagil adam, bamei yiskayim hoin, shekavats mi'oishek, what will be with the wealth that he accumulated from robbery, lebonav acharav, to his children afterwards, Tachas HaShomesh in the next generation. Okay, that concludes the Rashi. Let's look at the Targum on Pasuk Yud Beis, the last Pasuk in the Perek. The Targum says Arum. Arum means because. Man hu diyinda. Who knows more? Yoitev le'enosho ba'ol mohadein. What is good for man in this world? Period. Elohein. Imloy rak. He translates here very cleverly. The word Elohein is a very difficult word to translate. He translates in Hebrew in three words. Imloy rak. It must be. Imloy rak. It has to be by process of elimination, or that's the way it is. Elohein bot. The only thing that is worthy of spending one's time on in this world is to be oisek in Torah. L'niasak be'oiraisa. To learn Torah, the inun chayei olma, this is olam haba. It is. Learning Torah in this world is bringing olam haba into this world. V'chol minyan yoimei chayei havlo, diyechei, bi'idan mosei, all of the days of a person's life, of a person's feudal life, diyechei, bi'idan mosei, that will be at the time of his death. Inun chashivin be'eino. They will be that when a person dies and he looks back at his life, kitlola will be viewed as shade. Deman hu di chavel enosha. A person. The man who the chayvele nosha, is there any person that can instruct, can teach, can reveal mod asid li miyave bosroihi, what will be to him ba'ol mohadein techol shemoya? There is no one that can tell a person what's going to be in the, what's going to happen in this world after he dies. Okay, it seems that that part of the pasuk is a separate statement, but the first part of the pasuk is something very powerful. It's a very scary thing when he says very, very different than Rashi and the Mitzudos. He says here, going back to the pasuk, "Ki mi yodea matov l'adam b'chayim mispay mechayi havlo v'yasein katzel." He translates not v'yasein, not as an instruction. V'yasein means a person will retroactively view his life, and a man will himself make his previous existence into tzel. It's a very scary thing. I actually saw this. It was very frightening. It was a person, I was present in the hospital. Parents were in the hospital for a long time. So you see a lot of things in the hospital. You know, what you see in the hospital, it's very frightening. So there was a person there, I was within earshot. Not supposed to be within earshot of these things because it's really illegal. Privacy rules, where they revealed to a person that he was terminally ill. Okay, I saw at a distance. The doctors, they very, very carefully revealed that that you don't have much, you don't have a long time to live. From person, and he was very distraught. He was very, very distraught, and he kept on saying over and over, "Kitzel oyver." He kept on saying that.
Which means what?
That life is like a passing shade, a passing shade. Shadow, passing shadow. Kitzeloi there. He was no youngster, this person. This person, I don't know how old he was. And it's exactly what the Targum says. Word for word. A person can live a long life. Every single day is calculated, is cheshbon, is meaningful. But you can't, the Mitzvah says when a person comes to the end of life and is struck, it's now the Yom HaMisa, it's now the Yom HaMisa, and you look back. That means I'm going, it's gone, it's all over. I lived 80, 90 years, 100 years. At that moment in time, it's meaningless. You could have calculated every single moment, every moment was precious. The reality is the same. A person himself will declare, will make his entire life like a passing shadow. Very, very frightening. Is this not very frightening? exactly what the Targum says. Targum has this very deep insight into this pasuk. Read those words again. The Targum says, "Over time, the person just spends his whole life learning Torah. Min yomei chayei havloi, diyechei why diyechei biidon mosei inun." Wait, the either, I'm sorry, the Havli, the Yeche, period, from the start, the Edon at the time, Mose, at the time of death. It does not say those words in the Pasuk. All it says in the Pasuk is, the Asem Katzel. The Targum adds, the Edon Mose, at the time of death, Inun, they refers back to the days of a person's life, Chashivin, are considered be'enoi, in his own eyes, kitlola, like a passing shadow. So that's a very novel, unique way of translating the words of the pasuk. The asem kitzel, person should pay close attention. A person does he really know what is good in his lifetime? I'll tell you what's good in your lifetime. There's no guarantees for anything. The only thing that's guaranteed to be good is to study Torah, to learn Torah, Yerushalayim, Ma'asim Tovim, because the time is going to come when the Yasem Katzel, you're going to look back and you're going to say, my whole life is all over. It's just one passing shadow. What have I accomplished? What am I taking with me into the next world? And then the pasuk seemingly says a different thought. The Targum just says very simply, there's no one that can tell a person what's going to be after he leaves this world in this world. It's not kedai to prepare for the future also, because you don't know what the future is going to bring.
Like in you learn the second part of the pasuk mixed with the first. You pull life and you don't know what's good, but it's mispi yachayech, except,
you
always learn Shemesh, it means
Torah. No, that was the Medrash. We had such a Medrash.
You live your whole life under the Shemesh, then you can know my...
Okay, it's a little bit different. All right. Such an accomplished life.
You had an accomplished life and you're scared. What's going to be rough?
Enochanami. That's right, Enochanami. So 100%, that's life. There is no answer. That's exactly what the Targum says. The Targum over here says it's a mitzis. The Yasim Katzel, when a person comes to the end of his life, the Yasim Katzel, he declares his entire life, his earlier part of his whole life, is nothing more than self. Okay, there's one more interpretation I want to bring out. This very simple interpretation says here in the Mefarshim, is this passage just basically says you should never complain in life. You should never be complain about disappointments, about not getting a job, or not doing a certain shidduch, or a certain this, because you really don't know what's good for you. I know personally, my grandfather, he tried out for rabbanus in Europe, Rabbi Shafshak, you know, my grandfather, so he tried out for rabbanus in Europe before, I don't know where, especially a choshva rabbanus, and my grandfather was very, he was an orator, he was very well, he made an impression. And I'm shocked he didn't get the job. But he lost, they took a vote, he went for a prob in a city, and they took a vote, he lost by one vote. One vote. So he didn't get the job. So he went somewhere else. If he got the job, I wouldn't be here. because the person who did take the job had no choice but to stay with his kehila, and they were all killed in the war. The whole kehila was killed in the war. So he always said, he was very, very disappointed. He was very hurt. He didn't get the shtela. He thought this was, you know, his calling in life. And he didn't get the shtel, and all worked out for his benefit. Rabbi Rakefet, I listen to his shiurim very often, so he says over and over, I don't remember all the details, but he says over, Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, multiple times in his life, had very great disappointments. He tried out for a very choshva shtela. That was the second disappointment. But it was an early disappointment, I think in Vilna, there was a very choshev shtetl in Vilna, and I think his uncle had the shtetl before him, and he desperately, desperately wanted the shtetl, and he even says that he was mispalel with his full heart and soul. It's one thing to go for a job interview. Do you say Tehillim before you go for the job interview? Well, some people do, some don't. Whatever it is, take it or leave it. He wanted the shtetl with his full heart and soul. He was mispalel, like the way he. I don't know. He has some records of some speech, and he didn't get it. And he was extremely disappointed. Had he had that shtetl, he would have been killed in the war. And then he came to America, and then there was an opening for the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. He applied for the job, also didn't get it. Had he got that job, he wouldn't have, his fame, his influence would have not been the same. He then wanted to become the president of Yeshiva University, not give a shir, and he learned, and that went to Belkin. He was a candidate. Rav Yashaber was a candidate to become the president of Yeshiva University. And he also didn't get that. Had he become the president of Yeshiva University, it's not likely he would be busy with administrative obligations. Belkin, Ryan, after you listen to his tapes, Belkin was a tremendous Talmud Chacham.
Yes.
A goyin sheba goyinim. And he was not able to do what he really wanted to do. He wanted to teach, to be a mashpia. And at the time, you know, every tkufa is different. At that time, he had to throw himself 110% into building the yeshiva and establishing all the various schools. And the students didn't even know who he was. He didn't even have time. He talks about a Talmud sent him a letter, a Rebbe. He addressed the letter to Rabbi Belkin, Rebbe. And he writes back to the student, "Oh, you called me Rebbe. I miss that. It's been already decades. Who calls me Rebbe?" So had Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik received the position of president of Yeshiva University, he would not have been the famous Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. So already three times in his life, he had great disappointments. At least three, okay. But that's politics. That's politics in Boston, okay. But he had at least three major, major disappointments in his life. But it all worked out for the best. He was able to teach, be mashpia, produce talmidim. He had the ultimate satisfaction in what he did because of the disappointments. Every person, you don't have to talk about Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, every single person is exactly the same. And that's exactly what this pasuk says here. He has a whole page on this, in the Shlosik Bamedinos, on that idea. Pasuk is very clear. You always, every time you disappoint, you just open up this pasuk. Ki mi yodea ma tov lo adam b'chayim. Do you really know what's good for you? Do you really know what's good for you? Mispar yimei chayi hevloi. In the few days of your feudal life, v'yasein katzel, you should look at life as nothing more than a shadow. It's hard to really translate the words. We have to, it's subject to interpretation. What it means, v'yasein katzel, we just went through three interpretations, but whatever it means over here means, asher mi yagid l'odom mayihye acharav tachas hashamesh. Do you really know what's going to be if you get this job that you want? If you did that shidduch that you wanted, do you really know how things would turn out? It would really turn out for your ultimate benefit? No guarantee. No one can tell you what's going to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and you have to have emuna gam zu l'tova. It's all rooted in this pasuk. None of the pashtanim say this pshat in the pasuk, but it's the most obvious pshat in the pasuk. Maybe they were thrown off by v'yasem kitzel, but whatever, but this is the most obvious, simple pshat in the pasuk. Okay, a fifth interpretation of the pasuk. Okay.
It's very good because sel is gematria 120.
Sel is 120? Sel is 120. You mentioned that, right? Sel is 120. Right. V'yasem kitzel is what life is. V'yasem kitzel, right. Okay, and a fifth interpretation from Rabbi Eliezer Galikoi. Rabbi Eliezer Galikoi, he interprets this passage in reference at the end of the Yom to tshuva, in reference to doing tshuva. A person, ki mi yodea matov l'adam, b'chayim mispar yimei, does a person know what is good in his life, he translates the word yodea to mean to b'chayim mispar yimei chayoi chayi hevlo. Okay, he said, okay, I'm not exactly sure how he translates this into the words, but the idea is v'yasim ketzel means when a person does teshuva, you have the koyach to redeem the bad days. We're now standing before Yom Kippur. We look back the last 300, how many days are there in a year? 365 in a solar year, in a Jewish year, 54. But we have the 11 additional days, so we catch up the 365 days. How many of those days really counted? So every person has to make a cheshbon hanefesh. Some of those days were just wasted. Wasted with narishkeit, with trivialities, with exactly. How much time? So some of those days we would be happy if we can write off. But the truth is, to the koyach of tshuva, you can redeem those days. And not only can those days can that through tshuva averos nasilo kizuchuyos, and when they become zuchuyos, they turn into shade. It's a very beautiful interpretation. The yasim ketzel, tzel means a shadow. What is a shadow? A shadow is something which provides protection. A person, they go into the sukkah. You need protection. You need protection from the heat. Shade is a metaphor for protection, for shelter. The pasuk here is giving you instructions. The yasim katzel. The past, you may have spent your past with hevel. Okay, a person spends his time doing things that are foolish. But if a person will then make din v'cheshbon and do tshuva, you have the ability for the averos to be transformed into zuchuyos. And by doing so, v'yasein, you convert them into katzel. You convert them into a shadow, into a protective shelter. That's his basic idea. Now, how he reads that idea into the rest of the pasuk is a little bit difficult, but it is an idea because what's unique about this pasuk is the directive, the yasim, make it into tzel. He has this novel idea that tzel is to be viewed as something positive, as protection. What are we dealing with? We're dealing with chet. When you take chet and you use it as an opportunity to do tshuva and to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chet itself turns into a shelter, a shadow to protect you going forward into the future. So Sach HaKol, we've taken out of this pasuk five ideas. And each of the ideas is very unique. Mitsudos, they all really center on the translation of ketzel. The Mitsudos says tzel is a beautiful maila. It means keep on moving. Don't rest for one moment. Learn from the shadow. When you come to the kol in the morning, the sun's on one side. When you leave, it's on the other side. The shadow is always, shade is always on the move. The yasein ketzel. Life is short. Life is short. Therefore, accomplish. Be on the move. Be like the shadows. Keep on moving. According to Rashi, the yasein ketzel is a metaphor. A metaphor for life. Life is ketzel oiver. And even though in this pasuk it does not tell us what type of shade we are discussing, because there are truthfully 3/4 different types of shade, Rashi says a very deep idea. Don't think Shlomo is better than his father. If his father viewed life as being in the category of ketzel oiver, was not willing to give himself the credit of living a life of shade under a wall or under a tree, Shlomo is no better. It's also Kitzel Oiver. Then we have the Targum. The Targum is the most frightening of them all. It's telling us, as a matter of fact, the day will come, whether you like it or not, and whether you're when you're sinning, and it's clear that it's coming to an end. Persons, it's the moment you're going to look back at your whole life, even if it was 120 years, and you're going to say, "It was a dream. It was Kitzel Oiver." So therefore, since you are going to do, no one's going to do that for you. You're going to do it to yourself. So you might as well be prepared with some ammunition at that moment in time. At least have some nechama, know that you have with you some Torah, some mitzvahs. You have something to take with you, because at that moment, Vyasan, like I told you, I actually saw this poem. I actually saw a person at that moment in time, and he kept on saying over and over. He was very distraught. Kitzel over, kitzel over, kitzel over. Life is over, and that was the word he used. And it's right out of the Targum. It's very shocking. And again, then again, the fourth interpretation is you don't know what's good for you in life. Don't be disappointed. It's not Bashert. It's not Bashert. Hashem has in store better things, or if not better, Hashem saved you. It's a great save. You don't know all the Agmas Nefesh you would have had you succeeded in what you tried to accomplish. And the fifth interpretation is that use chait as an opportunity to serve as your shade, to serve as your shelter. Person sins, he lives a life of hevel. As long as you know, if you know that your life, maybe what he means over here is if you know that your life is hevel, ki mi yodea ma tov lo b'chayim mitzvah imei chay hevelo. If a person knows, if a person, maybe if a person comes to the realization, he becomes aware that life is hevel, life is futile, all of the, now everything I've done this past year is just, it's wasted. That itself is a zuchus. That itself is a tzel, will serve as a merit to protect the person in going forward and in the next world. Okay, so these are the five mahalchim in this pasuk. Now let's just begin a little bit in the next parak. Parak Zayin, beautiful pasuk. Everyone knows the pasuk. Toiv shem mishemen toiv. V'yoyim hamoves miyoyim hivo lido. A shame, a reputation is better than good oil. And the day of death is better than the day of birth. Let's see, I don't know how much time we'll have, but let's try to go through a little bit. Let's start with the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says, Toiv shame, toiv shame, toiv hayotzi l'adam beirochok bavur ma'isav ha-ha-gunim. A good reputation spreads throughout the entire world. Who yoyser toiv mishemen atoiv anodif reyach toiv limrochok is better. So here the Mitzudos is in some better than fragrant oil. Fragrant oil and a reputation have in common that they you can sense it at a very great distance. The perfume shop,
as the saying goes, your reputation
precedes you. But fragrance also precedes you. You can walk into a room and you can smell the perfume.
You know what he's saying? What? He's saying the Mepharshim say even more.
Okay, we're going to get to the Mepharshim. There's a lot. We're going to get that. But Rashi, the Mitzvah is first telling us that we're comparing two things. We're not comparing apples and oranges. We're comparing two things that are similar, but yet, even though they're similar, they're miles apart. They're worlds apart. We're dealing with fragrance. Fragrance is something that you can sense at a very, very great distance. Chazal said that when they brought the Ketores in Yom HaKippurim, they can smell the Ketores from Yerichai. All the way.
No, Kala did not have to put on perfume
all the days, even after the Churban. Even after the Churban, because the whole Yerushalayim, the whole Eretz Yisrael had the fragrance of the Ketores. So fragrance is something which is extremely potent. You can spread. So what about reputation? Reputation, they know you in Shul. Do they know you outside of Shul? They never heard of you. But a person's good reputation, the greater the reputation, his fame spreads. It's in this community to another community throughout the entire world. So it says that even though fragrance physically spreads, reputation can spread even to the four corners of the earth. It's a very beautiful Bay Area. Now, it's not the obvious shot. We thought Shemen. My Indian zeal is there. No, we're focusing specifically on Shemen Toiv, because Shemen Toiv has the characteristic, the property of spreading, of being sensed at a very great distance. But guess what? A reputation can spread even further than that. Toiv Shem Hayotzi L'Adam Merachak Bavur Ma'asov HaHagunim Hu Yoyser Toiv Mishemen HaTov HaNedif Reich Toiv Limrachak Ki Shemen HaTov Dakol L'Hofi Gwicha. Because fragrance, the time will come when the fragrance will dissipate. Like the Ketores. You go to Yerushalayim today, is there any zecher of the fragrance of the Ketores from the time of the Beis HaMikdash? Not likely, I don't think so. It's long gone. So, but reputation, do we know about the tzaddikim who lived? We know about all the tzaddikim who lived during the time of the Bayis Sheni. We know history. So that never fades. Kishem and Atoev Darko Lahofik Rechai, Bechol Eis, Ikin Vhu Hoylech Vichasar, Avul Shem Toev Darkoi, Laleches Ulihigover Bechol Pam, it gets greater and greater. You know, this is a malit, it's a joke, this is not serious. It says that the person's name gets greater and greater. When a person first dies, so they say about him, no, he was a Pashur Yid, Olav Hasholem. Then the children come along, they say, Zichronu, you can't say Olav Hasholem, Ayin Hey, that stands for Am Horetz. That stands for Ayin Hey, it's an Am Horetz, right? You can't say Ayin Hey. Avram Avinu, the Gemara says, Avram Avinu, Olav Hasholem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Hasholem. My Tate is much greater than Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. So Zeichel Levracha, and then the next generation, Zeichel Levracha, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, and the next generation, Zeichet Tzadik, the Kodesh Levracha, and then it's Hagoyin, Hagoyin's, Olam Haba, and then it's Goyin, then it's Goyin Hu Amiti, and all these titles, inflation. This inflation with time, we have.
See this expression, Achrei Mois.
Kedoshim Emar. After a person dies, then all of a sudden becomes a very great tzaddik. So, okay, that's what it says over here. Avul Shein Toiv, Dargoy Leleches Uli Hiskaber, Bechol Pan. A person's name gets greater and greater and greater and magnified. Better the day a person dies than the day that he's born. Ki Hashem atoyv yotzlo b'chayev lo yifsak achar hamisa. A person's good reputation does not come to an end after he dies. Avol b'yom hivoldoi ein yodua adayin. It's a very great risk. First, go to a bris milah. What's going to be with this person? Uh-huh. Okay, what's going to be? You know, rachman litzlan. Not everyone turns out, you know, the way you expect, all different types. So it's a very great risk. It's very scary. You know, it's kedai to pray. You know, people. I once heard someone very frightening. Someone said, Sony never got married. So someone said, I don't know if he said it's a joke or he said it seriously. He's looking at the figure and he says, you know why he didn't get married? Because by his bris milah, everyone was sitting around and schmoozing. And they said, "Kishem shnichnas lebris kenyikones letoira ulechupa ulemasim tovim." Had the people been a little bit more serious, and they would have said with kavana, "Letoira ulechupa ulemasim tovim," you know, maybe he would have had a little different mazel. He would have gotten married. You can say the same thing to people who don't be, who become amaratzim. They take a left turn, and they don't study Torah. You can't hold Hashem hostage when you daven Shemona Esrei. When you daven Shemona Esrei, you got to give Hashem a little wiggle room. You got to be mispalel. You can't ask for miracles. What? All of a sudden now, I need a miracle. You know, if you would have come to me a couple of years ago and you wouldn't have been mispalel, you know, we got time, we can work things out. Hashem likes to work with derech hateva, to give Hashem a little wiggle room. You have to stop being mispalel for shiduchim, you know, when the child comes out of the crib. It's not a joke. Chazal say, k'shem, when's the time to stop being mispalel for shiduchim? All of a sudden, someone's 25 years old, now's the first time they think, oh, now we're going to be mispalel for a good shidduch. Chazal said, what?
A lot of shidduchim say, I know this kid from his bris.
Okay, so the Chazal told you, when do you stop being mispalel for shiduchim? K'shem, shnichnas lebris, ken yikonis, letoira ulechupa. The time already is, it's a tefillah. We're not sending the kid now to the best seminary, to Harvard, wherever you come from, wherever hashgafim you come from. That's not what we're doing to an infant. You're being mispalel. L'chopa ulemaisim toivim. The time already to be mispalel is already here. So it says here, it's very frightening. You don't know what's going to be when a person dies. So the record is the record. Go Google him. You'll see what it says. You'll see what it says, for better or for worse. But that's what it includes. Okay, I wanted to tell you one beautiful vart, a cave I saw in the Sarasi Bamadinos. There's a medrash. Okay, we're going to stop here, but I'm going to tell you this medrash. The medrash darish is Toiv Shem Mishem. Among the, a lot of midrash, there's a lot of stuff here on this pasuk. But amongst the many midrashim is the shame refers to Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, the three people that were thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. They, in history, there was no one that achieved such fame. We think of Moshe Rabbeinu. We think of Esther, Mordechai. We think of David, Shlomo. But Chazal say, it's a very interesting medrash, that Chazal say, it's true, Avraham was very great. You know, Avraham, what?
He told us there's nothing changed.
But Avraham still became Malki, Tzelek, Melech, Shem, Hotzi, Lachem, V'yayin, and the four kings, but that was early, the beginning, that was by Nimrod, the four kings. But Chazal say, we didn't live during the time. But the greatest impact on society was Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah. Here you have Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is every egomaniac, megomaniac, and tyrant the world ever had put together, all morphed into one Meshuggah, into one, controlled the entire world, and three simple people went up against him. They didn't want to bow down, and they were mois nefesh to die, and they are thrown into a furnace, and they come out alive. All b'shem Hashem. The word that spread. We think we know what the internet is, so we can go it went viral. We think we have Facebook, we can go viral. What we have is nothing compared to the fame that Hananya, Mishael, Azariah achieved by coming out of the Kivshan Ha'esh life. And this is the example. Who is the shame, the reputation of greatness, of achievement, of Mesiras Nefesh? Hananya, Mishael, Azariah. And who is the Shemen Toiv? The Shemen Toiv refers to, according to the Medrash, again, many Midrashim, it was one of many, Nadav Aviyu. Nadav Aviyu and Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishra. Rashi brings down this Medrash as well. Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishra. They were the Tzaddikim, the greatest of the great. They were Noki Mechet. And they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and all of their greatness, all of their achievements of spirituality, and that is represented in the fact that they were nimshach, they were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha does not allow itself to be applied just to any ordinary person. It represents the greatest achievement of holiness. It didn't save them. Toiv Shem Mishemen Toiv. The greatness of Nadav, of Hananya, Mishael, Azariah is great. Now, why is that so? So this is Pashup Shat. He elaborates upon this in very great detail. Why is that so? So we would think the Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras Nefesh of Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, they threw themselves into the furnace. Wow. They're willing to give up their lives. That achieved them the shame, reputation, the whole world knew about them. Nadav Aviyu, they were not Moisir Nefesh. They wanted to bring Ketores. So they went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Eish Zora Sheloit Tzivos, and they had a Tshuka. There was no Mesiras Nefesh. They do what they thought was right. That doesn't say that. That's not what it says here. Shame means a good name. Midois Toivos. The reward for Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah, the reward that they came out alive, and their achievement was all because of their midos toivos, good character is greater than the holiness, the madrega of kedusha of Nadav Aviyu. Now let me read you something, it's so powerful. I'm not doing it justice. Give me one moment. Okay, I'll read you the exact words. He writes it very well. The Sefer Chochmas Koheles Kan. He quotes the Sefer very often. I don't know what it is. B'chot the tzin l'divrei ha-sefer shenosa agoyner b'tzal zolti. Okay, he's quoting over here, he's quoting a hespit that Rav Bezalel Zolti said al ochiv hagoyim Rav Michal Zechet Sanik Levracha. Anyone know who this is? It's one of the Zoltis. He's the chief rabbi?
Yes, the Rav
HaRashi.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's saying this is from a hesped there, Betzal Zolti, son of his brother of Michal Zatzal. Chiddush Gadol Nemakan Berashi. Bederichal, we didn't read the Rashi, we'll read the next time. Bederichal, Choshem, we think. Bederichal, we are under the impression. Lomen Yitzdu Chananya Mishal Vazar, Yemikiv Shano Esh. When they were thrown into the Kiv Shano Esh. So we all assume Mishum Shem Mosru Nafsham Al Kiddush Hashem. So Kosov Berashi, Shaloi Kane. Carefully, when you read Rashi, that's not the reason why they were saved. Elo shenitzlu ki hoyu balei midos ubalei maisim tovim lachananya mishol vaazaryo hoye keser shem tov. We know there are three kesarim. The keser shem tov oyla al gabeim aleim neamar shem tov shohoyu balei maisim tov. Rashi actually says those words. That's what we left that over here. We didn't read the Rashi, but Rashi says they were balei maisim tovim. And the Balei Maisim Tovim was what gave them the koyach to survive being thrown to the Kiv Shano Esh, and would earn them their great reputation. Mishemen Tov, Minodo Vahaviyu, Shenimshichu B'Shemen HaMishcha, Shehalolu Nisrofu V'Halolu Nitzalu. Both have in common, we're comparing likes. We're not comparing dislike items. We're comparing Nodo Vahaviyu, who killed by fire, to Hananya Mishol V'Azaryu, also were put into a furnace of fire. But Hananya Mishol V'Azaryu came out alive, and another view did not come out alive. And Rashi says why? Because of their maisim tovim. They were bali nidos. They were good people. And this is the greatest Musar Haskel for us when we come into the Yimei Hadin. One of the biggest chusim is just to be good people. Forget about everything else. All of the schoolers and all these other things. The ikar is to be good nidos. Balei maisim tovim, to behave in an honorable, dignified way that is a kiddush shem shemayim. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Maybe the outside of Bavi, the German Yom, I always took Yom Tov as a day to do the Aranias. So.
That's right. Yom Kippur. Yeah, it's Yom Kippur, yeah. On the Eches.
Over 100,000 feet.
You see what's down.
Cool. Okay, I have three handouts. What? No, tomorrow is not sure. Okay, there are three handouts over here.
Of course, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah were known.